Presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Far Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Far. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule, there's no school like Far. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Far.
Today, boys and girls, we bring you a thrilling new radio program. Yes, a brand new program. One of a series of Dick Cole's adventures at Far Military Academy. You've met Dick Cole, the hero of Far Military Academy in Blue Bolt magazine. And you've met him in Foremost Comics. Now you can meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message for every one of you. Here is Dick Cole himself, who plans to tell you something about our program today.
Hello, everybody. About today's episode, well, when I went after those thieves, they kidnapped me aboard a train and... Listen.
Heavens tell no cops, Pally. Nothing. So say your prayers, because here it comes.
But let's go back to the beginning. You see, Far Academy had reopened only a few weeks before for the fall term, and we were all just getting into the swing of things when the trouble started. It began at the Hickens farmhouse, about a half a mile outside the academy grounds. One evening, about 8 o'clock, Mrs. Hickens walked into the kitchen where her husband was eating supper.
I just been counting your hens, and three more of them is stolen.
Well, I'll be... You know, Jed Hill was telling me this afternoon that somebody took his ruby stick pin right off his dresser.
Oh, you don't say.
Yes,
and Lizzie Waters, she's missing her best ring. Bert, who is doing all this stealing?
Well, Marty, I don't know. You suppose it could be a couple of the students over at Far Military Academy?
Oh, land sakes, them Far boys never took nothing ever.
Well, maybe so, but I've had enough, Martha. I'm going to fix who's ever doing this stealing.
Oh, you're taking out the gun, Bert. Be careful. What are you aiming to do?
Now, I'm going to hide out by the hen house, and any feller that come and thieving tonight, he gets a load of rock salt.
Oh, but Bert, you...
Now, Martha, I ain't fooling. This has got to be stopped. I'm going out there now. Now, I'll see you later. Well, sounds like somebody behind the hen house. Am I just imagining it? Uh-oh, I ain't imagining that. Here's Ryan Nabb, near chicken thief. All right, come out of there now. Come on.
Hey, what the Sam Hill?
Oh, hey, we got to get out of here, pronto. He'll kill us.
Yeah, out the window.
Now, stop. Stop. All right, then, take the other barrel. Consign it. Rat. They got away. Maybe they left some traces, though. Maybe on the barbed wire fence here. Let me see here. Sure enough, a piece of cloth. It looks like half of somebody's pants.
Bert, I heard you shooting. What happened? You all right?
Sure, Martha, naturally. Yeah, shine your flashlight on this piece of cloth, will you?
All right. But look at this.
Well, green pants.
Oh.
Yes, sir, looks like a fire academy uniform.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. See? There's an F on it.
Sure enough. Yes, sir, it's one of them fire students, all right.
Oh, land sakes, a fire boy, a thief. Who'd ever have thought it? Oh, this is going to be a terrible shock to that major fire who's head of the school.
I can't help it, Martha. I've got the evidence, and I'm going to put it before the major first thing tomorrow morning. Yes, sir, and I'll find me the kid that's too sore to set down. That rock salt, Martha, I didn't miss. No, sir. As sure as my name is Bert Hicken, I didn't miss.
Look, Simba, there he is, coming out of Major Farr's office.
Oh, that's the farmer, is it?
Yes. His name's Hicken.
Say, he looks pretty mad. Not one single man in his whole academy shows any signs of being shot with his rock salt.
Yes, no evidence at all. I'm afraid Farmer Hicken will have to look for his thief somewhere else.
Maybe, but aren't you forgetting something?
You mean the piece of pants the farmer found? But nobody in the whole academy is missing a pair of pants. Remember, Major Farr ordered us to search all our rooms. Simba, you think somebody was lying?
I know somebody was. You see, I lied.
Simba, you? Now listen, fella, I don't believe it.
Look, Dick, I didn't say anything because I figured if we're really going to find out who's at the bottom of this, we'd be smarter to play dumb. I don't need to tell you that that farmer's going to give Farr a black eye all through the neighborhood. And unless we produce the thief, that black eye will stick.
Well, I... Gee, Simba, I guess you're right.
You see, when I got back from drill yesterday afternoon, I looked for those pants and I couldn't find them. My wallet was missing, too.
Gosh, that's awful. But Simba, did you look everywhere?
I thought somebody might just have borrowed them. Maybe I'd left my wallet in the pants. So I kept mum about it. Because I didn't want to start accusing anybody. And then, this morning...
The captain sent you down to the village.
That's right, for quartermaster supplies. I took a shortcut through the woods, and I stumbled on my wallet.
No kidding.
Yeah. Funny thing, it was lying right in that little clearing just below the hill.
And was your money in it?
Gone. Every last greenback. My whole allowance for November.
Say, that's pretty serious, Simba. Do you realize what it means? Somebody here in the school is a thief. That farmer claimed a number of things have been stolen in the neighborhood. Valuable things, too. Whoever the thief is, he doesn't sound to me like a very pleasant kind of guy to tangle with.
No, he sure doesn't. But it could be somebody on the outside.
Yes, I suppose it could. Simba, did you see any footprints in the clearing around your wallet?
Yeah, heavy ones. But I didn't have the time to follow them up.
Hey, you see, that was it. Simba, after lights out tonight, you and I are going to take a look at those footprints in the clearing.
After lights out?
I know. We could get expelled from Farr for going outside the grounds, but I think we ought to take that chance. We've got to clear the school of suspicion. You'll go along, won't you?
Well, all right, Dick. If you say so. Sure. Sure, I'll go along.
Simba, the guard's going around the corner. Come on, jump!
All right, here I come.
Hey, quit shaking in your boots, fella. Nothing worse can happen to you than getting killed.
Okay, wise guy. That would make two corpses. Let's get out of here quick.
Have you got the flashlight, fella?
Why, no. I thought we could see our way just by the light of the twinkling stars.
The sky looks fresh out of twinkles tonight. As black as a murderer's heart.
Oh, couldn't you think of something else to compare it to, please?
Well, sure I could. Let's see. As black as the hand of death.
How's that? Oh, just peachy, Doctor. You cured my goose flesh like a charm, Dick. Suppose the captain shines his flash in on that pillow you bunched up in your bed to look like your head. Think he'll say, well, there's old soft-headed Dick, way off in dreamland.
Wasn't it a hunk of wood you laid on your pillow, fella? Listen, we don't want to get lost. How about turning on that torch now?
Okay. But it's on your head if I flash it straight into Major Forrest's face.
Here goes. Say, I think we've almost reached that clearing. I recognize that line of spruce trees ahead, don't you?
Well...
Come on, Simba. Let's hurry. I'm pretty sure where we are now. Follow me.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, the clearing. It ought to be over to the right. I'll turn the light up. That's it in there. I didn't say pretend that torch was a ship's blinkers. My fella, you're shaking. It wasn't anything but an owl.
It says I'm shaking. I was just laughing, that's all. That old owl. He's a regular card.
Oh, I see. Well, here's the clearing. You want me to take the torch? Okay. Now, let's see about those footprints.
There they are, Dick. Look, right next to that log.
Couldn't miss them, could you? Hobnails, very plain. Lucky thing the ground's so soft. We should be able to follow the trail all along. Come on.
I'm coming, General, but I was just thinking.
Yes?
That piece of wood. I'll bet it's mighty comfortable back in my bed.
You know what, Simba? I don't think summer vacations are good for you, living the soft life. The Simba Carno I remember was a pretty tough guy.
Yeah, I know. I wish he was here now.
Oh, I get it. You've been putting on an act. Well, make the next act just as good, fella. Because I've got a notion that we're on the trail of the real thing now. Come on, this way. It's a dog.
No kidding. And me? I thought it was a boy.
Fun-loving Simba. Always has to have his little joke. You know, fella, this trail is getting harder and harder to follow.
Yeah, ground's too hard around here. Hey, Dick. Look through the trees there. Do you see what I see?
Why, it looks like a fire.
And my guess is that's just where our trail leads to.
Simba, I think you're right. I think this is it. Come on, let's creep up on it. Quiet. Just as quietly as we can.
Yeah. Listen, Dick. Do you think we ought to spread out?
No. Let's stick together. So if one of us gets into trouble, the other one will be right there to help him out.
Okay. And let's take it slow.
Sure. Watch that branch, Simba.
Yeah. Wish this place wasn't so packed with leaves.
Watch it. Watch it. We're coming to the edge of a ravine.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's where the fire's coming from.
Shh. No more talk now. They'll hear us.
You listen to me, kid. You get back to school and don't bring back no suitcase full of junk, you understand? Get more money.
Kansas, I can hardly walk that far with
that. You want I should break you down this time? It's your own fault you went and got shot. And... What was that?
That sneeze did it, Simba. Come on, we've got to jump for it. You grab the kid and I'll handle the train.
Let me have that big gun.
Next time, fella, next time, I promise. All set?
Sure.
Okay?
Them students, and another one of them flattening the Squamish kid. Better make this quick. Nobody sees me yet. They're too busy. The butt of my gun. I'll use it nice and gentle.
Yeah, gentle.
Now,
here goes.
Oh, good. I done it. Hey, that kid had you licked, Kansas. Now let's get the other one.
Don't come near me, you. Come on,
you. Behind them, Kansas. Squamish, grab his leg.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that was some close call. These guys can't look out for yourselves?
That wasn't no fault of mine, was I? You, Squamish, come here.
No, please, Kansas, I couldn't help it. Please.
I said come here.
Come here.
Kansas, why don't you quit beating a kid? He's making enough racket to wake up the dead.
Hey, listen, he's got it coming to him. If he wouldn't have yapped that big student kid, he'd have never found us.
Oh! Oh!
That poor kid. I can't stand this. They thought they knocked me out, but it was only for a couple of seconds.
Kansas, please, Kansas!
That's all. That does it. I'm taking care of it.
Oh.
You yellow wart, you, beating that kid!
Oh, you love
out!
Hey, that other kid come through and I see some battling. Kansas is a goner if I don't move in again. Where's my rod? I must have kicked it somewheres. Ah, here. Here.
Oh! Hey, One Eye! Help!
Yeah.
Help!
I'm coming. All right now, Sonny.
Oh!
Yeah. That did it. He's out this time. Cold.
Yeah. Yeah, that kid's a wild man. Hey, Squamish, take that pail. Get out of the brook and give me some water, quick.
Sure, sure, right away, Kansas.
Listen, One Eye.
Yeah?
We gotta take it on the lam. We've stole this whole neck of the woods blind. And them two kids, they can put the finger on us.
Yeah, you're right, Kansas. The other student kid couldn't talk much. I don't think he even seen what we looked like. But that kid, I just can't. He's dangerous. He must have been watching while you was beating Squamish.
Yeah, don't worry about him, One Eye. I got plans for him. Yeah, mighty nice plans. Pull the rope tighter on your side, One Eye.
Yeah, sure. Here.
That's the trick. This kid won't be able to move them hands of his now. Okay, hold it while I tie it.
All right.
Yeah. And now, Sonny, I got you just like I want you, with your dukes tied right up behind you.
What are you going to do to him, Kansas?
Shut up. Help me turn him over. That's it. Now, Squamish, give me that pail of water. It ain't leaking, is it?
Oh, it's almost full.
Fine, fine. Now we wake him up.
Oh. Hey.
Coming to, Sonny? That's nice.
I... Oh. Oh, I see. It's you.
Yeah, it's me. Your friend, Kansas, remember? You and me is gonna be buddies, Sonny.
Oh. What do you want?
Oh, nothing. Nothing right now. You see this knife? Mighty sharp, ain't it? Well, watch me cut this stick of wood with it. Mighty clean cut, huh? Mighty deep, too.
Get to the point, Kansas. We ain't got much time. The kid gets the idea.
Yeah, you get the idea, Sonny?
Yes.
That's good. Well, you're gonna take a little trip with us, see? We're gonna catch the 10:30 freight train when she slows down for the grade. And we like you so much, Sonny. We want you to come with us.
I get it.
He gets it. Ain't that just dandy? Ain't it peachy? Okay, let's get going.
Hey, what you gonna do with the prisoner finally, Kansas, huh?
Wait, testing him on the train, partner. Yeah. And how.
Here she comes, right in the dark.
Yeah. All right, Sonny, get ready. Okay, friend, skip up there in that car. Or it's this sticker in your gizzard. You get me? That's it. That's right. Come on. That's right. Come on. That's right. Come on. That's helping you. Hey, that was tough work, pushing this lug onto this rattler. I need a drink from One Eye's bottle. He hopped the next car. Hey, Squamish, you watch Sonny here while I get me a drink. Take that knife out of your pocket and don't let him get away. Remember, it's the jug for us all if he does.
Okay. Okay, Kansas, I'll watch him.
Yeah, you better.
Listen. Listen, Bud. I'm going to cut your rope.
You're going to cut my... But why? Why are you helping me? You know I'll report you all to the police.
Shh. Quiet. Don't jiggle. I'm trying to cut the rope, not you.
But Squamous, tell me, why are you...
I'm helping you because you sucked Kansas when he was beating me. And I hate him. I hate him.
Then why do you stay with him, Squamous?
And Pod's idea took me. You see, he's my uncle. He'd kill me if I tried to run. There. Now the rope's cut. From now on, it's up to you. He's coming.
And now, Sonny, it's your turn.
Make like the rope isn't cut.
Dead ones tell no cops, Pally. Nothing. So say your prayers, because here it comes.
Okay, here it comes.
Hey, watch this. You're untied. Oh, I see. Squamous done it, huh? Well, his throat gets fit after I fix you. And now I choke the gizzard out of you, punk.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh!
Squamous. Oh. Why, you knocked him out with that piece of iron. You knocked him cold. I don't know whether I could have handled him. I'm still groggy.
Listen, mister. You and I, we gotta get off this train quick before One Eye shows up. Him and Kansas are close pals, and One Eye's got a gun. So, hurry.
Wait. Wait a minute. We're coming to that long bridge over the river.
Over the river?
Hey, what's going on here, Kansas? Oh, you let the luck go, Squamish, you...
One Eye! Please, One Eye! Not here! Don't hit me! Not over the river, you'll knock me off! One Eye! One Eye, please! I can't swim!
That's just what I was thinking, you little rat.
Oh!
Squamish! Gee, One Eye knocked him off the train. I've got to save him. He saved me.
Well, I'll be... That kid's gonna jump for it.
Oh, this looks like a real high dive. Yeah, really high. There he is. Squamish. Squamish, keep your head up. Keep your head above water. That's right. Now relax. Just relax.
I'll pull you in.
Now, don't fight. Don't fight us, Squamish. Or I won't be able to. That's it. Now just take it easy. Just let me tow you. Easy, boy. Easy. You'll be all right. And tonight, yes, tonight, I'll take you back with me to far.
Hello, Dick.
Hello, Laura.
Look at you. Your face is red as a beet. What happened?
I just came from a little visit with Major Farr.
He called you on the carpet, did he?
Well, you know, it's an academy rule that you get expelled if you leave the grounds after lights out.
But you and Simba, you found the thieves. You cleared the school's good name. I think you ought to be getting a medal.
Well, you know the Major. He talks as if it's only because we helped solve that mystery that he isn't kicking us both out.
But that... Oh, I don't think it's quite fair.
Listen, Laura. I'd be kind of disappointed in Major Farr if he'd been too easy on me. He has to do it that way to keep Farr's standards up to where they've always been.
Yes. Yes, I suppose you're right. Tell me, Dick, what about that poor boy you rescued? Squamous, or whatever you called him.
Squamous. He spent the night in my room, but when I woke up, he was gone. He left me a letter, though. You want to read it?
May I?
Sure. I've got it here.
Mister, I swiped some pants from this school, and a farmer shot them up. I'm leaving here. Please don't be sore. I don't belong here. But thanks to you, I'm rid of Kansas for good, so I'll be okay. I'm leaving you my watch. It belonged to my pop. Take good care of it. Maybe I'll come back for it someday. You are a right guy. Thanks again, and so long. Oh, poor boy. Dick, I wonder if you'll ever see him again.
Yes. Yes, Laura. I wonder. I wonder, too.
Again next week, same time, same station, for another thrilling half hour with Dick Cole at Barr Military Academy. Remember, the adventures of Dick Cole are brought to you by two of your favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. And so until next week, here's Dick Cole saying,
so long, friends. See you in a week.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.